Hello, I'm Keith Pfeiffer. In this tape, I discuss the use of the Good News tape with people in nursing homes, with the elderly, the shut-in or the disabled. We discuss an account of its use in a nursing home and then go on to talk about the key points involved in the illustration. In the following case study, I'm speaking to a man who came to the Lord in the last few years, who is in his 80s and whose wife is in a nursing home with Alzheimer's. Jack, I believe you have a story to tell about the Good News tape.
Yes, Keith, it happened like this. My wife had been admitted to a nursing home, and in beds nearby there were two 90-year-old ladies. Both were blind and very ill. One day I happened to overhear them say that it would be nice if someone would read Bible stories to us, particularly one of the ladies, whose nickname was Did. She had been a well-known model and was worried because, as she said, she had not kept up with her Christianity. I went over to Did and said, "Did, I have a tape that might interest you. It may bring you some comfort in Christianity." She said, "Oh, that would be lovely. I'd like to hear that." The first time I took the tape, she said, "Oh, I'm sorry, Jack. I'm far too sick today. I couldn't concentrate on listening to a tape." So I said, "Okay, love, we'll try another time." In about 3 days' time, I tried again. This time, I took a Walkman with me. And despite the fact that I had tried it at home, it wouldn't work when I switched it on. So I had to say to her, "Sorry, Dad, you still can't hear the tape." We went on for a week or so, and when I tried again, she was too upset to listen to the tape. At this time, she was almost dying. With this third failure to present the tape, I was frustrated, and I must admit I considered giving up. But we persisted, and after the fourth attempt, everything went well. Did finally hear the tape. Did had been worried because some of her scientific friends had told her that there was no such thing as forgiveness of sins, that miracles never happened, and that the devil that she thought was within her could never be taken out. Anyway, she listened to the first side of the tape a number of times and was very happy that she had done so. After a while, I reversed the tape for her and said, "Let's listen to the second side, Did." So she heard the second side, and then I said, "Now you understand what you've heard." She said, "Yes, she did." Then I said, "Well, we'll play the second side again, and when the prayer comes on, you think whether you should pray that prayer." So we played it a second time, and she did say the prayer and was comforted by the simple way in which her fears had been removed. I left it at that for some time, and after a few days, she asked whether I had any other biblical tapes. I took in one that read Luke's Gospel, and she was delighted to be refreshed by that story. After that, it was obvious she was happy to have had this experience. In fact, she was so happy that she said to me one day, "I don't know who you are, I've never seen you, but I visualize you standing there with a pair of golden wings."
I understand she died soon after that, Jack.
Yes, it was about 3 months later. And in the meantime, we were able to have some talks about Christianity. I was with her right up until a quarter of an hour before she died. She was so peaceful, her worries were over. As I held her hand, she smiled.
Thank you, Jack. There are a number of key points arising from this story which are of particular importance in sharing the Good News tape with the frail, the aged, or the disabled. Firstly, we respond to those who are interested. They really must say yes to the question, would you like to listen to a tape which tells you how you can be sure of going to heaven, or some similar question. Secondly, we need to provide the facilities for them to listen. Say a Walkman, if we need privacy, that is, if there are other people present in a ward, or a cassette player, if there is a private place to play the tape, where just the person and ourselves can listen to it. Thirdly, we need to wait with the person and operate the machine, and generally facilitate their listening to the tape. Fourthly, we need to accompany them through, and turn the tape over and focus on the prayer, and ask them if they would like to pray it, and things of that nature. Fifthly, we need sensitivity to their readiness to listen. You'll recall that it took four occasions before the person was really ready to listen to the tape. So sixthly, perseverance is necessary. To be prepared to come back and back as many times as necessary until there is a real readiness to listen. Seventhly, to follow up and provide other tapes or other material depending upon the person's response. To keep in touch with the person in a loving way and to help them to grow in their spiritual life. So there is a vast mission field in our many nursing homes where there are people worried about their spiritual future. In many cases, they're actually desperate for the gospel of assurance, to take away their fears and to give them peace in the latter years of their lives. Now some thoughts on introducing this idea of sharing the tape. There are many people who would be interested in hearing the Good News tape and who would be helped by it, but who do not raise the matter themselves, that is, their need for spiritual help. How do we uncover this basic need? A way which has been found to be very effective is as follows. It is assumed that the person to whom we are speaking knows that we are a Christian or come representing the local church or something similar to that. It then becomes logical for us to say at some stage in our talk with them, after establishing a relationship, something like this. Do you or your family have a church background? This question enables the person to talk about their early experience of Sunday school or youth fellowship, or how their parents were churchgoers, or things of that nature. Most people, particularly those who are now in advanced years, have some sort of connection with churchgoing in their families at some earlier stage. So asking this question enables them to talk about these matters in a non-threatening way. In fact, they usually like to reminisce about earlier days. We can encourage them to talk about their church life or that of their parents and others at some length by asking questions and showing interest in their answers. By showing interest in them in this way, we tend to earn the right to speak a little about our spiritual walk. We might say, "The most important thing that's happened to me in my spiritual life is to know for sure that I have eternal life and will go to heaven to be with the Lord forever when I die. Would you be interested to hear how I came to know this and how you could know it too?" If they say yes, they really would like to know, we can offer them the Good News tape and perhaps help them to listen to it.